From wherever you may be, glad that you have found your way right here. It is our weekly conversation with Rick Limpert. He's on Twitter, Rick Roswell. WirelessWednesday.live is the hub for all things Rick. And before we get started with our segment this week, I want to just take a second and say happy Mother's Day to all of the moms out there. But Rick, we're going to be talking this week about some other things that are happening, and that is a substantial amount of graduations.
Yeah, this week coming up, graduations take hold. So tech and gadget gifts for grads.
Well, looking forward to this. And heads up if you're in the area of one of these big schools, Emory, Georgia State, Kennesaw State. They try their best to schedule and stagger them so as not to completely melt down traffic on a single day of the week. But we'll see how we do this week. Let's talk about these tower fans from Rowenta. 180 degrees and a decent little price point on this, Rick.
Yeah, 180-degree oscillating, rotating fan, but it almost is, I almost feel 360 degrees out of this. It's such a good fan. Probably one of the most valuable assets for college students, always their fan in their room for various reasons. So Rowenta, a quality fan and high-tech. This is just a tower fan that doesn't take up a lot of space and high-speed air, different settings. So if you're looking for the ultimate fan for a dorm room, for an apartment, maybe for a new house if you're moving into that, this is a fan that will work in a huge room and works really well.
RowentaUSA.com for that. And the Smartenna from Channel Master, the world's smartest indoor TV antenna. Rick, this technology is a little suspect, though, in this era, right? What can I get with a actual television antenna?
Well, you can get all your basic channels. So for maybe for the recent grad that doesn't have a lot of money, they don't want to pay those huge cable satellite dishes, the Smartenna Plus. It's a maximum range. This is the most range I've seen out of an indoor antenna, and it'll attach to a window or your wall. Then it automatically selects the best reception pattern depending on where you live, and it gets you the maximum amount of channels you can get for free. Good signal quality. It does all the work for you. So a smart indoor antenna. Gone are the days of the old TV antennas that we had that you had attached to the side of your house or your roof. This is a small little square that attaches, like I said, right inside your house by a window, and it does a really good job.
Well, for kids who are heading from one school to another, maybe completing high school and then heading off to college, a good printer will come in handy no matter what you're doing. The Epson Expression XP5100. Rick, you don't talk a lot about printers unless they're really, really good.
Yeah, because we don't use them as much as we used to use, because a lot of things now are submitted by email or PDF files or on a external little thumb drive, but still a need for printing. This is one that, again, doesn't take up a lot of space, space-saving printer. Perfect for a family or for a student. It prints really quick. It holds 150 pages in the tray, so that's a lot of paper. And then it also prints without borders. It'll print from your tablet or smartphone again. You can print in with the built-in card slots. Really versatile. Doesn't take out much space. $119. Just a great little printer for a college grad or for anyone, really, a family that needs a basic printer to do what they need to do.
And then whatever it is that comes off of the printer, you can take a picture of it and text it to the person that you need to.
Yeah, I know it sounds like it defeats the purpose, but that's the world we live in, and it's a lot of times you've got to print out documents still, Sully, to sign and to submit to places, so you still have to have a printer. It's still relevant.
Well, anybody who's closed on a house recently certainly knows all about the parade of documents that go around the table. It's still enormous, but a lot of other applications for a printer, specifically if you are heading to school next season, perhaps starting college. Because some of those professors will be expecting things to be turned in actual hard copy form, at least in some cases.
Are there still term papers, Sully? Is that still you still have to turn in term papers?
I have to believe that there are some old school professors out there that are making that happen still.
Okay. Check it.
All right. Well, let's talk about this keyboard so you can bang away on the keyboard and then get to the printer and print out that term paper. What impressed you about this particular keyboard?
It's all connected, Sully. So I hate to say this for the college kid, but this keyboard is also great for gaming, but it's also great for using as a full function keyboard. So it illuminates so you can see it in the dark. It has keys which are really easy touch keys to use. Quick-fire macro keys. You can program keys in for certain things that you're doing frequently. You don't have to memorize your keystrokes. And it's a just a really durable, nice printer. It's got a little wrist rest on there for you. So $89, if you're looking to add a keyboard to your laptop or desktop configuration as far as your computers, this is a good choice. ROCAT.
The Zoom H1N recorder. When I hear H1 and N, I think of a virus. But that's not at all what this is. This is a really durable recorder, great for somebody who has to capture different pieces of audio. And this has connectivity to your video recording equipment, too. If you're somebody who works in a professional environment where a lot of that's going on, this is helpful. But in the arena of podcasts, this is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. This is really a good one. So this is an upgrade from just recording things on your phone, using the mic on your phone from Zoom. It's $120, but a small price to pay if it's something you're going to use a lot. Again, for students recording lectures or college kids recording things for social media around campus, journalism majors, this is great. It really stores a lot of audio. It's 24-bit audio. You can use different sampling rates, MP3 exactly. Is a great format with this mic, and like you said, you can connect in to record songs, audio for film, and podcasting. This is huge. A lot of college kids that there's classes in college though that involve setting up and recording your own podcast every week. So this would be great for that. Great little LCD display on it. You being in radio, you can appreciate something like this. A lot of features.
And for somebody with a bad memory like me, this is good for capturing things that happen in class during a lecture, as you mentioned. If a professor is giving a talk or there's something that you really need to pay diligent attention to, this is something that's good to get a high-quality copy of it. And the microphones are positioned ideally for podcasting, as there's one going one direction and the other going the other direction, so two people can literally sit at a table and converse with one another and capture a pretty good recording of it.
Yeah, it's the best in audio recording for that purposes. You don't have to slide a phone across a table and have somebody lean into it anymore. So it does really work great. And sorry, I wasn't going to say anything about your bad memory or all those brain cells you wasted while in college. So, but this is a great option for those college kids, high school kids, anyone that needs to record things.
Well, Rick, sadly, I burned away a lot of those brain cells before I even ever made it to college, which I did not make it to. An admission perhaps not really relevant to what we're talking about right now, but I'm happy to share as long as it is helping somebody else.
Well, all that qualified you, Sully, for a job in radio, so it all worked out.
And I am relentlessly glad to be here. Well, hopefully, Rick, the graduates of today will head on to the next part of their education or out into the working world and find much success. What advice would you give to graduates, Rick, if you were making a commencement speech this coming week? What piece of wisdom do you find would be most imperative to bestow upon the youth coming up today?
Well, for a lot of kids like me, the field you study in college will not be the field you ultimately end up working in. So get a great background in a lot of things when it comes to education, internships, get out in the real world. It's a lot different than the college lifestyle.
Absolutely. I think that the world is as disheartening and heartbreaking as it is wonderful. And I think each day you just have to decide which part of the world you want to live in. Do you want to be down about things or do you want to be up? I want to be up and I want to do good work and work for good people. And that's why I'm very selective about what I choose to do. And I'm definitely glad that I choose to have these conversations with you each week, Rick.
That and the other advice we both would give is drink good coffee.
Yes, do not settle for bad coffee. Make sure that it's good. And, you know, if you need some good creamer in there, you put that in there and don't even feel bad about it.
Sorry, I saw all the creamer you buy, so if I need any, I'm coming to you.
I keep Coffee Mate in business. Their stock went up noticeably after my last purchase.
I know. My retirement account jumped about 20%.
Hope you have a great weekend, Rick. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, too.
You too, to your family and your mom, Sully. Thanks.